Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
That's right, it's about to go down, y'all. It's Monday, Monday. Come on,
hey,
Israel.
No limit!
How y'all living? How y'all living? Yeah, that's right, that's right. It's Monday, Monday, March 23rd, 20. Across the world right now is, hey, what did you do? How did y'all survive the first weekend, huh? How did y'all survive the first the first weekend with Corona, huh? How did y'all do? How did y'all do? How did y'all do? Right? How did y'all do with the first weekend of that good old coronavirus? Is everybody good? Everybody living, man. Look, I got a great show. I'm just going to sack. And we're going to have some discussions about everything that went on over the weekend, man, how Chicago churches stood up. Let me just say real quick, man, Chicago churches stood up. We're going to talk about that and so many other things today. We have an amazing broadcast for you today. But as always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Danny L. King. I'm in the studio by myself because my good brother, the one, the only pastor, he did his online service from home yesterday, but he's been under, and I spoke with him earlier, and I know he's feeling better, but I want to make sure he's 100%. So, sir, you just go ahead and stay on in until you are up and ready to come out, man. It's too much going on now, but I appreciate you, man, and we still gonna continue to pray for you, and we gonna keep you lifted up around these parts. But amen, I'm just glad he is feeling better, and that he's doing much better in a time like this. But man, look, we're gonna have a good time today. I hope y'all ready for it, man. I've been anticipating doing this show all day today, man, because it's just been it was just that kind of weekend. So I want to make sure that everybody is ready, everybody is a part, everybody recognizes what is going on, man. So look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer. I got the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Melton, on the other side of the glass. And if you can't get to her, then Michelle will take care of you. The TTLO intern will take care of you on today. You push one, that'll get you to one of them. They're going to check you out, make sure you are good, and then they will transfer you to me, and then you'll be live on the air with your boy right here on the TTLO radio show. If you are Blog Talk, dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, taking the limits off at comcast.net. You can email the show off at comcast.net. That's where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. TTLO Radio, that's 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, right? Follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. That's right. Follow us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Amen. And don't forget, the live stream is up and running. That's right. Y'all come on in. The live stream is up and running. You can find us there, man, on the live stream. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can always find us on iHeartRadio. If you have not downloaded the iHeartRadio app, just do a simple search for iHeartRadio, looking for TTLO Media Group. Once you do that, you'll have access to not only the TTLO Radio show, but you'll also access all the other shows on the TTLO Radio Group Network. That includes TTLO Radio Show, TLO Radio. You'll also include our show every Tuesday, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. I'm looking forward to her show tomorrow, I'm looking forward to her show tomorrow so she can give us some insight, man. She has already done a couple shows on panic and anxiety and all of those things, man. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. But she's an amazing counselor. And she does some amazing things, man. And if you're looking for a great show to deal not only with your she not only deals with your spirit, but she also deals with your mind. So nothing like a good Christian counselor to help get you through those things easily, getting to us at a time like this. Then on Thursday, as we have Grindology with Lisette Herndon every Thursday with Grindology, man. She helps your pocketbook right. She gets your pocketbook right, get your marketing right, get your branding right. All those things, she does them so absolutely well. She's here every Thursday at 7 o'clock. So that's Healthy Soul Talk on Tuesdays at 6, Grindology at 7, and then we're back on Fridays with TTLO. You can also catch my boy Kitchen Chronicles, Pastor Harold Washington, every Tuesday. We call that the satellite show. Every Tuesday, Kitchen Chronicles with Pastor Harold Washington, man, cooking for your stomach, and he gives you a word at the same time. So he feeds you both ways, huh? Come on now. And also, you can find us on Spotify, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, all of those locations where you can find us there. I want to say this. Had a great time this past week. This was the first weekend. Let me do this real quick. Big shout out to Union Elite Bowling. Our bowling season has ended officially. We did not crown a proper champion. Let me say that. Nobody won based off their bowling. They just won based off the standings. So, but congratulations to Union Elite Bowling is over. We had to end the season early because once they shut down everything, we had to end our bowling season early. But we wanted to give them a quick shout out to all of them. I miss my Just Do It teammates. So big shout out to y'all. We'll be better next year. We all going to bowl better next year, right? But anyway, I want to just give a shout out to them. Look, so many things went on this weekend. I just want to give Chicago, man, a big, hearty hallelujah to the Chicago churches that stepped up this weekend, man. To a big shout out, amen, to y'all, the Chicago churches, man. Y'all did some amazing things over the weekend. Man, look here, I am just excited. So many churches were online. Let me do this first. I tagged him in the post because he's not available to be on the show. D. Brandon Campbell created a group called Pastors, and it was a group to help put so pastors and churches could get their churches online so they could stream, man. So we were passing ideas back and forth for the last week and a half or so, just trying to get churches ready. And I just want to applaud the churches. Look, even the ones that did not look all that great, I want to applaud you for your efforts on yesterday. Now this coming week, I expect y'all to even better, right? We're going to get that straight this week. If your camera was too far back, we're going to get that straight. If your sound wasn't quite right, we're going to get that straight. But in the end, if I can borrow a phrase from my brother Brandon Campbell, the kingdom won this weekend. The kingdom won this weekend, man, because I tell you this, God was glorified. I can promise you there probably has not been this much church online at one time. I love some of the conversations that people were having. People said they church hopped all day yesterday. I saw folks saying they was tired. They went to five churches online yesterday. And watch this. Kudos to the people who got up and got out the bed and got dressed like they was going to church on yesterday just to sit in their living room or sit at their dining room table or their kitchen table. So I want to know this. Y'all tell me what churches. I want to blow other church, so I want to blow up your church. What churches did you watch on streaming yesterday? If you can share that information with me, if they had a website or their Facebook page, copy the whole link, put it in our feed so we can send some kudos out to those churches. What church did you fellowship with online yesterday? Or did your church have church? Did your church have church? Did y'all, and I'm talking about here in Chicago. I know I have listeners all over the world, all over the country. For everybody, situation is different. I know in Detroit, they are not on. In Michigan, they go on shutdown tomorrow in Michigan. I was telling that, saying it out loud. I'm sure my producer already knows. But they go on lockdown tomorrow in Michigan. But wherever you were, man, how did your church services go yesterday? I'm looking forward to you all telling me how your church services went. Yes, thank you so much, Shiante. I appreciate it. I struggled yesterday, and it wasn't because we had no audience. We kept it down to our 10 people minimum, something like that, yesterday in our sanctuary, and we kept the social distancing piece because we had people scattered. Our church is big enough where you can be 30 feet away from some people, 50 feet. We literally could have from the other person. That's how big our church is. But we stayed within the law. We stayed within the laws on yesterday. But I want to know, man, what churches did you all go? Man, I looked at a bunch of churches, man. Some first timers went online yesterday. I know they had some difficulties with their services yesterday. Some didn't do anything yesterday because they weren't prepared. And look, I can appreciate. I can appreciate churches who said, you know what, we're not going to go on because we're not ready. We're not ready yet to where we want to be. And that's fine, because just like the Bible says, we should do it as we're doing it unto the Lord. So we should make sure that our information is good. Thank you so much, Elect Lady Bear. Yes, I saw Pastor Washington live yesterday on Facebook at the Faith Works and Vision Church. God bless you. I saw him, and he preached. Washington, his soul. I wasn't mad at him. He preached from his soul sitting down at the chair, man. So, again, just churches everywhere, man, the locally that I was able to peek in on, I saw they did a fantastic job. And it's only going to get better. I placed a couple of phone calls and text messages yesterday to some of my people that I saw online trying to give them some advice on what they could do. Just a little simple. That because you know you and you can't be too far back, especially if you don't have great sound in your church. So just little simple things that we can do to enhance the online worship experience, man. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do, man. So I am, again, I want to make sure that our people are aware, man, that we are here. Again, Brandon Campbell, kudos to you, sir, and all the things that you did to help people try to get ready of the COVID group that we are in. Kudos to you all for everything that you've done to try to help advance the kingdom and everything. Man, just amazing. I'm waiting on y'all to give me some churches. Now, I see 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 people on this live feed. Can y'all help me out and tell me what churches you all fellowshipped with online yesterday? Thank you, Shiante. I saw yours. Come on, tell me what you all fellowshiped with on yesterday, because it was I believe God was glorified in so many ways. And you know what was amazing? I saw people who went online for the first time yesterday and immediately had 50 watchers, 50 and 60 viewers. Right, I was peeping in. Right, I'm watching, but I saw people, man, go live for the first time from their church service, for a full service, and they had 50 to 60 years, and I want to try to use this show today to help educate us too and give some advice. But it was amazing, man. 50 and 60 views. You have to remember too, when you do your regular church service and you just turn the camera on, that's your church service, right? That's something you do every Sunday, and your members are there. So your members know what they're watching, right? We're going to do some education today. Your members are watching. People who follow your church, they know what they're watching. But for the people who've never followed your church before, they should be able to come in right away and feel comfortable and not out of place. And what I'm talking about is everything that happens prior to the preached word. I'm going to try to help you all today. I'm not an expert, but I've been doing this online thing for long enough that I know the ins and outs. And then if I can use my marketing brain, I do have one of those, my marketing brain, I can help you get your stuff to where it needs to be. When people turn on your live, right, and it's before the, and if you're already preaching, then you know what? What they see, first of all, is what attracts them. What they see is what attracts them. So what your setup, your background, that the people see, that wide shot. I don't care if you're using a phone for a camera, an iPad or whatever. Some people have really good equipment and still, but people don't have an eye for what they do. Yeah, New Life was great. New Life was great yesterday. Dr. Thomas, I saw John and Hannah, they put some thought, because you know your service is strictly geared at that point for an online audience. So what I'm saying is you cannot have service like there are people in your physical audience. I'm going to help some people. Your service has to be geared to the online audience. And then watch this. You have to remember that most of the people that watch your service probably have never watched your service online before, because there are a lot of people who are watching for the first time. People are watching for the first time. And you know it's true. You know I'm not lying to you, because if you've been online before and you've only seen 5-6 viewers, and then all of a sudden yesterday you went online with your church service and you got 50 viewers, 40 of them people ain't never bothered to go to your page. Now if you're savvy enough to get the Facebook analytics of your page, you can dig deep and see what was what. But I want you all to start to get, because of the state that we're living in right now, the state of things, which things are occurring right now, you have to gear that broadcast for the online audience. Now, I'm not telling you to change your worship. If you're worshiping church, worship. But because here's the deal. We can't hear the amens. We don't have that option. We don't have that option to be able to hear the amens where we are. We don't have that option, right? And it's one of those things where You gotta be able to recognize that you don't hear that. God bless you. Zell's Braid Strong says, Band of Brothers, Pastor Tony W, and then Evergreen, Pastor Van. Bless you, bless you. I want y'all to get this. Again, I'm not knocking what we did yesterday. I'm trying to help us improve what we did yesterday. Kim Thomas said, I also got a glimpse of Destiny Worship with Pastor DeAndre Patterson. Yeah. That's good. That's good. But you want to make sure, and if your pastors are out, or if you're friends with your Facebook pastor, I'm sorry, if you're friends with your church pastor on Facebook, or your church media ministry, tag them. If you want to tag them in this, let them know, man. And I reached out to Evangelist Bianca Jensen. Bless you. Thank you. Bless you. I reached out to my brother Danny Jones yesterday over at First Baptist, because I know First Baptist has the equipment for an amazing streaming service that they can do. But they just don't have the people in place to help them with that. So I know we're on a lockdown and everything. So I got to make sure I don't want to get in trouble with my brother Michael Henderson. He's my first person that I got to help because I'm supposed to help him get his stuff up running so he can be a part of that number on Sunday. But we got to make sure camera level is everything, right? Tripods are not – let me help y'all something about tripods. If you buy a tripod, it don't have to be a super expensive tripod, but most tripods come with a balancer or leveler on the tripod. I should have – if I had – is that other tripod behind you over there? No, it probably don't have a leveler on it, but if it is, can you hand it to me? Tripods are – tripods come with a leveler, right? And to the naked eye, people think they can just pick up a tripod, set it up, and then, you know, do the best they can with just setting it up and then making sure the camera is straight. But tripods have a leveler on them. Thank you. God, that's heavy. I forgot how heavy this was. Okay. Maybe it don't. I thought this one did have one on it. Okay. I know the other one, the one we're using, does. But tripods, and this is a great tripod, actually. Why don't we use this tripod? I don't know why we don't use this. Oh, I know why. Because that's why. But so anyway, tripods, you know, I know we used to just letting the thing out and letting it down, but there's more to it than just setting it up. There is if you buy a decent tripod on it, you know, it's like a level, you know, how when you're leveling out a line to make sure your line is straight, most tripods have a level on. If you don't have a leveler on your tripod, you can use your phone, download a level app, right? Just go to your phone and look for an app that says level. And you can sit the level app on top of your tripod to make sure it's level. That way you can then you adjust your camera once the tripod, right? I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help y'all today. So, you know, it's little simple things like that that can help us with what we're trying to do. So thank you so much. It's little simple things like that. But then too, you know, you got to be careful too with your cameras, right? So everybody doesn't have a professional camera who's doing their broadcast, right? Everybody doesn't have a professional. You watch New Birth. See, mega churches have taken, first of all, mega churches have invested $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, in some cases more than that, on a minimum basis. Mega churches spend on a minimum basis $30,000+ for sound and broadcasting, for sound equipment. When you start talking about a lot of stuff, right? In here, we have a webcam. There's no phone up here. I have an actual webcam. But the way phones are made now, you can use them to do your broadcast, where they have amazing sound and everything that you can use to incorporate in your broadcast. But what we have to be careful is it's so much more than just hitting your camera button and pushing record, right? Your phone has two formats, right? It has vertical and landscape, right? Here is the deal with Facebook. I want y'all to recognize this, especially if you're using Facebook. If you're using Facebook as your main stream, as your main feed, once you start a live video on your device from Facebook, and you're shooting, once you start that, with the back camera. If you're shooting with the back camera, with your rear camera, that feed, you have to make sure that the camera is already in the position you want the feed to show up in. So, meaning if you want the widescreen shot, then you have to start your feed off this way before you push record. Right? And then you have to make sure that the rotation on your device is not locked. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help you. You have to make sure that the rotation on your device is not locked. Because if your rotation is locked, you turn your camera this way. It may look straight to you, but the viewers are going to see you sideways. Right? The viewers are going to see you sideways, and you don't want to have you sideways or where they have to, they're sitting there trying to watch you like this. I saw quite a few churches yesterday who had the sideways shot, and you had to lay down to watch, you had to lay down to watch church, right? And here's the deal. With technology, I want to help y'all. With technology today, people can cast their church service. If I was watching at home yesterday, and I know some people do this, if I'm watching at home on Facebook, Facebook gives you the option to be able to, if you're ever watching a video, for those people who have Chromecast at home, Chromecast, any one of those services, people who have Chromecast at home, when you're watching a video on Facebook, a little box comes up in the corner. You ever see, if you know what I'm talking about, a little box comes up in the corner of your video, and it's a little box with three little lines in it, and it looks like a little TV. That's telling you you have the ability to cast to your television, if your television has that feature, which means you can watch church on your big screen TV and not be relegated to your cell phone or your iPad. But here is the deal. If your broadcast is crooked, then when I try to watch it at home, it's crooked. Right? So who's ever doing your broadcast, I know people don't have a lot of trained audio video people in their churches. I know you got people that just, you know, they know. I should have told y'all to grab a notebook. I know, right? I'm gonna talk about this more on Friday too. I'm gonna see if I can get some guest in here to possibly help me out between now and Friday. But I want to make sure that churches who are doing this for the first time, that because see, here's the deal: the people you got who watched on Sunday, some of the first time viewers, and you know what they say about first impression. And y'all know how I am. Y'all know what the sound like sometime here on TTLO. We our stuff be kind of like, we don't know what's going on. It had that in and out stuff. Now, when Facebook was doing that, that wasn't us. That wasn't us. That was Facebook. But when y'all heard that hissing and all that stuff, that was us. That was our connection. So you have to constantly be listening. So I hope go back and listen to your service. Just listen to the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then take your finger and fast forward to like 5 minutes in, and then fast forward to another 5 minutes. Look at the entire product. This is where you go back and get to critique yourselves. If you're a long-winded preacher, online ministry ain't going to allow you to be long-winded. If you have great music ministry, you have to highlight your great music. I know I've jumped the whole thing, and because I'm doing stuff the way my brain works, which is all over the place. But you guys have to get this. If you have a great music ministry, right, allow them to flourish. If you have more than one camera set up, put them focus. Let them be. If they're playing music, spin that tripod around and focus on them. Let people see your music ministry. A lot of churches, you know, like mine, we have a one shot. Right. That's why the shot pretty much stays on the pulpit. That's all you see. You can hear the choir behind us when they are behind us. But like yesterday, we were alone in the sanctuary. We had no choir. So we had our music ministry was here. The musicians ministry was here. But we had no singers. So our musicians played wonderfully yesterday and a lot of churches. But if you have multiple that you can use, take advantage of those, right? Because music draws people in. You know this from your own church. This is the time where maybe you can have your musician, your organist, give them some time to just do what they do, right? It can't be about you. Sunday online, let me help y'all with something. Online ministry, I don't mean no harm, but I'm gonna say it like I feel it. Online ministry is not the time for your for all church announcements. If you don't have an online graphics ministry where you can put the announcements up on screen, You got to keep them church announcements to a minimum. Use your, if you have emails and text messaging in your church and calling posts and things like that, use that for your announcements. Use those announcements. You cannot use, don't use the online service to broadcast your all your announcements and give all that stuff, right? That online hour, whatever it is, has to be a worship hour. It can't be about nothing else. I'm trying to help y'all get this. That online hour can't be about nothing else. So if you're used to doing 10 minutes of pastoral expressions or pastoral, that don't work online. that don't work online. We got to do a better job than that. We have to recognize our audience. You have to treat it almost like and see, this is, and I think here is where Facebook social media online presence versus paid online presence. Watch this. So you know, on Word Network and on television broadcast, I'm gonna give y'all some insight on some stuff works. Most of those programs are edited, right? When you watch a T.D. Jakes, when you watch a Jamal Bryant on the Word Network, I'm not talking about his online service. I'm talking about on the television channels. Those are edited broadcasts. So what happens is they record the whole service, and then they send a edited Word Network, because on the Word Network, they only get 30 minutes, and that's time you paid for. So when you're paying for time, you have to manage your time appropriately. We should treat Facebook online broadcast the same way. You only go treat it the same way. What do you mean, preacher? I mean, don't make it seem like you got unlimited amount of broadcast time. You're only going to do an hour broadcast. Then if you really know you're going to do an hour broadcast, would you really spend 10 minutes talking with announcements if you knew you only had an hour? Would you really spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes just talking? No, especially if you were paying for it, right? So it's just like with politicians. Politicians spend a lot of money for advertisements. You've seen the Super Bowl ads. They spend millions of dollars or a 60-second ad or a 45-second ad, and that ad needs to hit people's attention and keep it. So when people tune into your broadcast on Sunday morning, if they're tuning in at the start of your broadcast, the opening has to hit people right where they are. If you have the capability of building in some graphics and doing all that, a graphic opening, that's wonderful. If you don't and you're just going live with the service, already have your musicians playing. Midst of worship. Let the service start and your musicians are already playing. Let them be in the middle. Let them be in the middle of a song when they're playing. When you decide to go live. Don't just go live and be dry. Right? There should always be something. There should always be something. In an online broadcast, there can never be an online church service. There can't. Especially when you're paying for airtime, you can't have dead air. I'm trying to help my fellow ministers and whatever. And feel free, man, to inbox me, reach out to me. Y'all know how to hit me up, man. I'm easy to find on Facebook. But y'all know how to hit me up. But I want you all to have your. I want us to try to elevate our services for next week. This week was a great launch. Next week we want to take it as they say a little bit higher, right? We want to take it a little bit higher. So our goal is to move it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hearing my own voice, and I realize how loud I sound. And when you get too loud, you get staticky. So, but anyway, what I want you all to get. Feel free, man. I want us to get our services elevated to the next level, right? Everybody doesn't have a graphics have that graphic opening and all of that. Everybody doesn't have that, the intro, and that's okay. That's okay. But when your service starts, already be in the midst of worship, right? Some of you don't have video switches where you can fade your service in, right? Telling you about and I'm telling you how things are done, and it's okay to go and look at other people's services, right? We're not hoarding the information like y'all doing toilet paper and Lysol. Can we sell them Lysol wipes? We gonna sell them $10 a sheet? No, we. Anyway, we're trying to make sure that everybody has this information. The information for online, the information, all this stuff is out there, but it can seem really confusing. It can feel overwhelming, I'm sure. But we cannot allow ourselves to be too overwhelmed, and then you can't try to do service as usual, right? No, we can't do service as usual when your service is online only. You can't do service as usual. So you have to try to condense some things. Highlight your music ministry and the Word of God. That's it. You don't have a lot of time for and if you want to pray and have a prayer, absolutely. What you could do, and I was tempted to do this yesterday, because it's difficult. When I told you all yesterday, my struggle wasn't preaching to a mostly. Was I wanted to make sure I was connecting with people. I wanted to make sure the word was going forward. So I almost wish, and I know it probably would have been difficult for me because the way my mind works, I almost wish I had my phone like this sitting up in the pulpit yesterday so I could see the comments. So, because see, when service is going on, I know for those of you who've ever watched Ebenezer service, and y'all see me, I know people are like, he is all the time. My phone, I got how many iPads? 2 iPads, because I'm monitoring the service, especially when I'm not preaching. I'm monitoring the service. I'm responding to comments. I'm going back. I'm making sure. Sometimes we get prayer requests right on the spot from our online audience, and we have at times, especially from our own members, we've added their names to the prayer list when we decided to have altar call or something like that. You want when I'm on here, that would be wonderful in the midst of service. I think my brother Pastor Washington did that yesterday while he was preaching, because he preached sitting down. I almost wish, you know, we could have flipped it around a little bit. I loved what Reggie and Pastor Reggie in London did yesterday. They had their service. They had like a little coffee table, and they sat there, and that's how they did their service yesterday. Now, I don't know if it was pre-recorded or not. I don't know if day. But it was an amazing service on yesterday over at the Lifeline Church. And again, I want to applaud Lifeline and Pastors Reggie and London Royal for opening up their doors and allowing preachers to come in and pre-record their message and then give them a recording of it so they could then take that recording and upload it, broadcast it on Sunday morning for their people. Amazing, man. The kingdom really came together yesterday. They really did, man. They really did. But I want to say this to the smaller churches, or even the churches. There's so many churches who had nothing yesterday. And you know, one of my mentors, Benjamin Turk, over at Central Memorial Church on the West Side, they had nothing yesterday. That's not cool. They had nothing yesterday for their service, and we got to be able to do some things to help out these churches, because it's not difficult to do online ministry well. If you do it well, you can do it great later. Somebody can quote that later. If you do it well first, we can do it great. Well, you know, when you get things started, and even in your advertising, your online church. Y'all please help me. churches, I know there are some churches who are, what's the word I'm looking for? The word I'm looking for is not charismatic. Are pastor or preacher driven, right? And that's okay if they're coming, if you're drawing them in. But everybody doesn't know who you are, pastor. So you ought to highlight your church in your advertising. Ought to be highlighted in your advertising. So when you're putting stuff out saying, hey, we're going to be live, we're going to be doing this, then that should be what the people see. That's what we want the people to see. You want to draw attention to your church, not to you. Your people will see you when they see you on the screen. It doesn't. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to put your picture up there, but what church are we looking at? Your advertising, what's the name of your church? I'm trying to teach you marketing now. Who is the brand? What's the brand you're pushing? Right? It's consistent. Consistent branding is necessary. I almost feel like I'm doing Grindology right now. I should have switched the sign. Consistent branding is necessary. Y'all, logo back here that I'm pointing at right here, that's ours, right? That's our logo. That's what it is, right? That's our logo. That's what it is. That's what we're doing. I'm just trying to help y'all. That you have to get your own, get you a brand. If your church has a logo or is advertising for your church, let that be your brand. Let that be your logo for now until you all come up with a church logo. That should be your branding, right? That's the way you have to do it. You have to push that. So every time that pops up, that's what they see.
Have you ever wanted, have you ever needed something so bad till it almost hurts? Have you ever looked for, have you ever searched for something that you needed and you could not ignore? I've been there and I felt it too, wondering in my mind, Lord, what to do. So I fell to my knees, lift my hands to the sky. The only way that I got by was faith.
careful with that. So that's why the groups are important. So it's okay to form, like, for instance, if I form a group, a Taking the Limits Off radio group, right, or an Ebenezer, Friends of Ebenezer group, right, all of those people who said yes to joining that group would instantly get a notification that we're live. So that's why you see people go, when you see people go live, and you see them, they start off with 10, and then the 10 jumps to 30, and 30 jumps to 60, and then all of a sudden they go from 60 to 100. Like, for instance, I'll give you a very good example. A very good example. Was that Friday or Saturday with the DJ, D-Nice person? What day was that? Saturday. Y'all know this guy. I had never even heard of him before. You know what I listen to. I just got the wild, like, where you been? But he did a online video streaming of him DJing on Instagram. And he's got quite a few followers, right? But his live started off roughly, I was reading the information. His live started off with about a couple thousand viewers, which is amazing, right? You get 1,000 viewers, that's amazing. But it jumped up because people were talking about it, and it started going viral. It jumped up to over 100,000 people watching this brother DJ, and he was killing it. I'll give you another example. I know, right? And I wasn't trying to be biased. Felicia said he's friends with a bunch of celebrities. He was all right, but he wasn't better. Because Sundance was killing for a minute yesterday. And she jumped up to 1.2 before I cut it off. She had 1.2. That means over 1,200 viewers. But again, it's how you put your information out there. It's how you put it out there. Right now, Facebook has some ways you can pay to do some things, but why pay when you don't have to? Right, it's about learning how to use the information, learning how to use the product, getting the most out of it that you absolutely can. All right, the last thing I'm going to talk about with the online stuff is as far as technical stuff is, does your church offer online giving? Oh, she ended up with 7,000 at the end? What? Come on, Sundance. But does your church offer online giving? Does your church offer online giving? And I'm going to tell you, having an online giving site is great, but the easier, the better. I don't want to have to go to www.blahblahblahblahblah.org to give. If you tell me y'all got an app, if you tell me y'all can use my Cash App, or I can use my Zelle, we good. Don't if I got to go and type in a whole lot of information, you know, and all of that. But if you're on, what is it? Give a fly, Tithely, I think is the other one. There's a bunch of other ones. PushPay. All of those, they are amazing, amazing apps. And so every church at some point, I'm sorry, it's 2020. You ought to have some form of online giving. And make it easy, because right now, I know most churches are fearful right now because you can't have people in and you're afraid about not getting that cash offering that you get every week. Text to Give, thank you. Text to Give is also amazing. Text to Give is also amazing. I want to share this with you all. Brandon Campbell shared this in our group yesterday, as soon as I can find it. He shared this in our group. Yesterday, where is it? Online, the online churches, and all the stuff that was going on yesterday. And this is just amazing, man. When you want to talk about, God getting the glory, yesterday, where is my groups? When you want to talk about God getting the glory yesterday, according to, There's a group called Church Online Platform. This is what they put up yesterday. It says, this is an unprecedented time for the global church and for online ministry. With all the churches running church online platform services, one thing was clear. God was moving in people's hearts. This is what it says. It says more. This was yesterday, you all. This was all over the world. More than 28,000 people clicked the salvation slide, meaning 28,000 people to let them know that they had accepted Christ. It's a new record, he says, and almost double the last weekend record of 15,000 salvations. 28 gave their life to Christ via online ministries yesterday. If this ain't something to brag about, we talk about all the garbage and mess and foolishness that goes on social media. If this ain't something to brag about, I don't know what is. 28,000 people gave their lives to Christ yesterday via the online platform. 28,000. Do y'all believe that? And that's just, watch this, that's just on the people who are using church online platform, COP. That's just that platform. That's not counting the people. I saw my brother Ledbetter yesterday say he had two people who gave their lives via the online service that they gave yesterday, Christ. That's just amazing. So we have to take advantage of this platform, and we have to use it to the fullness of its capability. I don't care what nobody tells me. I know for a fact if the physical Jesus was walking the earth right now, if this was one of the years of his 3-year ministry that he had on earth, I promise you, Jesus, y'all, we would be sick of Jesus because he would be on Facebook every day, all day. He would be using this time. This, I said this yesterday while I was preaching. This is not a time to be stagnant. This is a time to refresh. This is a time to come back and ready for the harvest. Because when churches get ready, when we're ready to come back in, we need to be ready for what God is going to do. Because there's going to be plenty of people. A lot of churches, real talk, a lot of churches will not reopen their doors when this is over. If this shutdown or stay-at-home order, shelter-in-place order, let me get it right. If this shelter-in-place order lasts, let's just say for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Real talk, some churches won't survive. Some churches won't be able to survive. Churches that are renting might not be able to survive, right? So those people are going to be scattered, so to speak. And so they're going to be looking. They're going to be looking online. They're going to be watching to see what's going on in and around their area. They want to see if there's anything available for them. And what they see online is going to be a major drawing point. It's going to be a major drawing point, and we have to be ready. We have to be ready when they do. We have to be ready when they do. So, again, man, 28,000 people on this one platform. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if more of us knew about that platform? I mean, it's just always amazing, man. And again, I'm so grateful to Brandon Campbell for just having the vision to start this COVID-19 Ideas for Pastors group. It's a private group, so that's why everybody's not in it. So if y'all like, what's it's for preachers and ministers and churches. But it's an amazing group. So if your pastor, if you would like me, I can invite your pastor to the group. If you tag your clear my throat. I won't cough too much. Y'all might think something. if you want to tag your pastor in this, I will gladly invite your pastor to the group. I will invite your pastor to the group because I think it's only going to help. It's only going to help further the information. Tag your pastor in my feed now. Felicia says, my mom's church used teleconference. It didn't work too well. Yeah, teleconferencing, Zoom for a church service might not be a good idea. Zoom for Bible study, I could see that. But for a church service, that's a little bit much. Teleconferencing with the phone, that's a little bit much. That's a bit much. Tripods are not expensive. You can get a tripod for under $30. A decent one for under $30. And I'm talking about a full size one like the one I had in my hand earlier. Doesn't cost much. Yeah. So anyway, feel free to tag your pastor in the video and I will invite him or her to our group that we have. And we will definitely make sure that, and again, it's a necessity right now, man. I want to make sure she hung up and watched Lifeline. Oh God. Man, look here. I was exhausted yesterday, but I was able to peep in on a few churches. And then I peeped in on a few this morning. I went back and I went to churches' websites and stuff like that. And then this too, another piece of advice I want to give. Pastors. I know you have a huge following. Some of you all have your own personal followings. You want to push people towards your church's Facebook page, towards your church's website, not your page. Going to help you. Go live from your church's page. And then you can do a watch party from your personal page. Because you want to draw the attention and the views to your church's page. Right? When I first came to Ebenezer, and Ebenezer was doing live feeds, live broadcasting of their services. One of the first things I told them was, I said, please tag me in the video. That's why every Sunday, it's not because I want to have my name on the post. They personally tag me in the post so that those of you all who know me will have access and see the post. So when they tag me in the post, I then take that and then I tag TTLO Radio. That's why you always see the Ebenezer broadcast on TTLO Radio. I do want to say this too. Where is it? Oh, I'm doing too much. All right. So for the people who are on the live feed right now, on the Facebook feed, so this has been coming for a long time, and I was thinking about doing it. I don't know if and it's probably the best time to get it done, especially with things being the way they are. And maybe I'll try to get it done this week. Maybe I'll do that and start doing some test runs. But we have now, y'all see this right here in my hand? I can't even see it myself because I don't have the feed up on the thing over here. So y'all see this cord right here? Y'all see that? This quarter inch plug that I have right here, right? Y'all see this? This plug was installed. This plug right here was installed in the studio. The actual line and box is on the wall behind me. You can't see it. I'm not turning the camera and doing all that. But this line was installed. It's been here almost 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, right? At least two weeks ago. This line was installed. It is active. It's just not in use. It is active. This line is going to officially put Ebenezer. Once I take this line right here and plug said line, y'all, ooh, that's humming. Y'all hear that? Why is that humming though? Oh, I know why. Because it's not on. But this line, I had to think about, why is that humming? Did y'all hear that humming? Because I heard it. But this line, once the system is on out there, this line will put Ebenezer's audio broadcast onto TTLO Radio's broadcast. So every Sunday at 10:45, when our service starts, for those people who might not have access to it, they can tune in and log directly into our, go to the TTLO Radio page on Blog Talk Radio, right? And go straight to that page, and you will get the audio service. You'll get all of the audio service. She says she need that for the speakers. You get the audio service for our Sunday morning service. We were going to launch it on Palm Sunday. It was going to be the official, was going to be the soft launch. And then Resurrection Sunday was going to be the official launch. But because times are the way they are, I may have to change that. Because we need to get people listening and on board. So this is here. All I got to do is plug it into the system right here. I got a plug already set for it. My guy came out and did all the work for me a couple of weeks ago. This is what's happening next around here. So I want you all to get ready for that, man, because this is big things, man, and we need to be able to get this stuff done. I also want to do this too. This is why, and this I've talked to my I'm gonna need her to take her executive producer hat off and put on her administration hat. This is why I've been talking about this green screen thing a lot, because we too could probably help some people do their devotionals, their weekly devotionals, come in and record and do their weekly devotionals to upload their stuff. We have the capability of doing that and recording it right here. They may not want to record in front of the TTLO banner. We can always take that down. But if we had the green screen, we could do their church logo and all that stuff. So just, I say it out loud because I forget it. So I say it out loud so she can get it, and then we can always talk about it. But we can also have, I want to be a help, man. I've told you all from the beginning, this platform has never been about me. I've never wanted this platform to be about me. I know y'all see me because I'm the one who's always on this side the majority of the time, but this platform has never been about me. This platform has always been about the kingdom. And in any way we can be a help to the people, especially during this time, and maybe even beyond. But during this time, if we can help, if you just want to record your message, if you want to come and do that here, and record your message and just go live. You can go live from your page. We have the capability of doing that and helping you out, man. So if you know a pastor who doesn't have an online presence, who wants to help, I know quite a few. And we're on the south side of Chicago. The studio is located at 511 East 45th Street. 511 East 45th Street. So if you want to do that, man, we would love to help you with whatever we can, especially during this time. And right now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to probably get myself in trouble. But if we did it right now, we're going to do it free of charge. If we did it right now during this time frame, we would do that. We wouldn't charge anybody just trying to help you with your services, man. If you're not able to record, if you want to come in and do some sort of pre-recorded information or pre-recorded sermon or something, man, whatever it is, even if it's just audio, right? Whatever it is you want to do, man, I'm willing to go out and help you all do that because God has been good, man. He has been good to us. We're not the largest radio station. There are other stations that are out there, and their whole goal is to make money. And at some point, we want to make some money too. But what we're doing right now is about glorifying God and being a help in the kingdom. So if we can do that, man, I want to be able to do that. So if your pastors, if you know any pastors that are local that just need some help with whatever, if you need some help outside of this and you need somebody to come out to your church, feel free to reach out to me. I have resources. I'm a resource myself, but I have other resources that are very, very good at what they do. And if you're struggling with trying to get some semblance of an online presence, this is not a time to struggle. As Pastor Reggie Worrell said it, don't do life alone. And I want to take that a step further. Don't do church alone. right? Don't do church alone. We can help you with whatever it is you want to be helped with, man. And even, like I said, even if it's just a simple thing of you going out buying a tripod and somebody taking a decent iPhone or a decent Android phone or a tablet or an iPad, either one, I can get you set up so that Sunday morning you bring your musicians and yourself down to your church, and you can set that. I can walk you through some test programming between now and Sunday, so you can be up and running on Sunday, and all you need is you. You get you one or two singers, get your organist, your musicians, and that's it. You don't need no ushers. You can stay within the parameters of what you can stay within the governor's order of 10 people or less, and have them come in and do this thing, man. Look, feel free to have them inbox me or inbox the show. Matter of fact, I would prefer if they inbox the show. Right, I would prefer that. Have them inbox the show, please. Have them do that, man. Have them inbox the show, and excuse me, and we'll go from there. We'll go from there, man. So look, I want this to be. I can't wait for Sunday again to see how we elevate the next level, right? And it all starts with how you push it. You know, if your pastor wants to do a professional recording, he wants to come down and just say, hey, join me at such and such church, man. Look, I'm out of school right now. The schools are shut down, right? I'm doing some cleaning and stuff at home, but that's not a big deal. But I can make some time to help out any church pastor or any church, because even if you work in your church's media ministry, but you really don't know what you're doing, I can help you with that. Right. So feel free, man, reach out, email takinglimitsoff@comcast.net, or hit the TTLO inbox on our Facebook page or whatever. If you have to hit my personal page, that's fine, but I would prefer you go through the TTLO page just so myself and LaTanya knows who you are, so we can schedule it the right way. Because y'all try to schedule through me. If you try to schedule directly through me, I'm going to refer you right back to her. So I'm trying to make it as easy for y'all as possible. If you go through the email page, she's going to get it, and then she'll set it up. But if you go through, you know, if you come directly to me, I'm only going to forward you back to her. So it's easy for me to keep up with stuff. I am horribly organized. Horribly. Horribly. Yes, I know I put an extra syllable in there because it's horribly. But I'm horribly. I'm not good at organization and stuff like that. So I book something and then be them double book something, and then y'all be mad at me. So please feel free to do that, man. Again, I am so looking forward to what God is going to do next, man. God is going to get nothing but the glory out of this, man. At the end of the day, he's going to get the glory. And as I told people yesterday, in the days that follow, come on now, in the days that follow, God will get the glory at the end of the day. In the days that follow, y'all don't miss that, man. I promise you, it will do you good. So I do, man. I'm grateful, man. We had a good show today. We're getting out of here on time. I purposely been doing an article tonight because I wanted to talk about this, and we'll see where we go. I want it, man. Look at y'all. Y'all keep our state and city leadership in prayer. Mayor Lightfoot, look here. I know y'all going in on Mayor Lightfoot and her suits and all that stuff. We gonna look here. I'm concerned about how she's handling the business, and right now she is handling the business. And Pritzker, God bless God. Look here, Pritzker is going in. I'm not gonna call him the name. But Prisca is handling his business. I love how they are partnering right now to manage this crisis that we are in. Upstates are doing the best they can, man. Pray for our students, man. Our students are out of school. I know they're still up in the air what we're going to do. I haven't seen an email or anything. I checked my school's emails daily. I haven't seen any new updates from our school network that we are in. I know Chicago Public Schools extended their stuff a little bit, but ours was already extended. So I just want to make sure, man, that we will continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. That we're continuing to keep them lifted up in prayer and doing all the things. That we're continuing to do all the things necessary to keep them lifted up, man. And parents, can I switch it up for this last? What we got? 3 minutes. Can I switch it up for this last 3 minutes and some change? I'm sure the parents are now experiencing what the teachers have to experience. I want to know how many of y'all kids on in schools right now. I want to know how many of y'all done snatched up your kid. It's only Monday. Your kids have been out of school since what, last Tuesday? Right? Yeah, last week Tuesday. Your kids have been out of school now a full week. What y'all doing? How many of y'all have snatched up your children? Huh? Because the teachers can't do it. Huh? Right. They praying that these teachers come get these kids. I know that's right. This is one of them times where I am so glad that the teachers, you know what I'm saying, be like, I can see a teacher now, Mr. King, don't you want to come? No. Don't you want to come and get? No, I do not. Huh? I promise you it's some teachers right now. Some parents right now wishing they could call a teacher. Wishing they could call a teacher. So anyway, we want to keep the teachers lifted up, man. We want to keep them lifted up and keep them lifted up in prayer. Keep our leadership, man. Even our president and all of his absolute craziness. Keep him lifted up as well. That he continues to do some things. Look, man, I want to say that y'all know. I tried to leave. I did good. Did the petty Pope come out today? He didn't come out at all. Should I leave the petty Pope locked away? Huh? The petty Pope can come out for a hot minute. So I was, and the only reason I'm finna come out because I just got this notification on Facebook. So I was watching this live stream earlier, right, when I was programming the show. This lady was doing this live stream, and she was cooking on the live stream. And I think she was about to cook some pasta. Y'all stay with me. Now, y'all pray for me because y'all know. Now, y'all know I – some of y'all might not know, but y'all do know. I dabble a little bit in the kitchen. I don't cook a lot like I used to, but I dabble a little bit in the kitchen area. Spaghetti, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, my mama would have to tell y'all for sure, I believe spaghetti was the first dish that I learned how to cook. And we're talking about spaghetti from scratch. That was the first dish that my mama taught me how to cook, right? I'm talking about using tomato paste, real tomatoes, cutting up some celery, you know, using fresh basil and oregano and all of those, you know, doing all that stuff, cutting up the onions and the bell peppers, all that, right? That was the first dish she ever taught me to cook. Anyway, this lady was cooking some spaghetti. And she was trying to go live. She was doing the live thing. You know, it was like a little cooking show. So I was watching it because, you know, I saw she said she was cooking. She was cooking spaghetti. So in the process of her cooking spaghetti, I noticed she said spaghetti sauce. And she was using, y'all pray for me now, she was using spaghetti sauce. Y'all hear what I'm saying? She was using Prego spaghetti sauce. And I'm like, you cooking, but how you using Prego spaghetti sauce? So you can't be making no no fresh brand new spaghetti. Talking about Prego. So I simply made a comment. All I said was y'all pray for me. All I said was Prego. I said, if you're using Prego, then we must finna use the microwave next. That's all I said. And no, she was browning. She was using ground turkey, which is beautiful. She was using ground turkey, and she was browning it, and you know it looked good and everything. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so she was using the ground turkey, and I ain't no, you know, hey, ground turkey, whatever you want to use, healthy. Hey, I ain't mad at you. But then when I saw that Prego in the jar, come on now, thank you, Felicia. Felicia, that's blasphemy. When I saw that Prego in the jar, I felt some kind of way. I felt some kind of way, cause I was like, hold one minute. I was like, hold one minute. This ain't what we do when we make no spaghetti. But anyway, I had to turn it off because I was getting ready to come. But again, I ain't gonna go in. You see, I didn't get your name out because I ain't want people bombarding your page. I was looking for the finished product pictures on your page. But I didn't see him on there. But the only reason I said something on my show right now is because you tried to. And then you had people coming for me. People tried to come for me. You know, and I was just asking to tell him to do his own cooking on his own cooking show. So, Pastor Harold Washington, I'm going to have to come to the Kitchen Chronicles. I'm going to have to come over to the Kitchen Chronicles. It is cheaper to make your own sauce. And then, you know, it is cheaper. To make your own sauce. It is cheap to make your own sauce. Because it's easy to do. And then you can season it the way you want. You can control the salt. You can control the sodium. You can control all of that in your own sauce. Anyway, y'all, look, it's time for me to go. We're gonna pray and get ready to get out of here. Father God, Lord, we just thank you. God, we thank you for what our eyes saw and heard this past weekend, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you did. We thank you for what you did, Lord, over this weekend, God. We thank you, God, for these platforms, God. God, we thank you for new ministries that are being birthed, God, through this online process, Lord. God, we just thank you for all of those things, God. We right now, God, that you would continue to give pastors vision and expand their thinking, God, for this online ministry, God. There may be some, God, who fought this for some time, God, but now they see the use. And, God, we see that this thing can be used in a mighty way, God. So we just thank you, God, for them, God. We bless you on today, God, for what you were able to do in their lives, God. We thank you, God, just for being who you are, God, and the things that you've been able to do with these people, God. Lord God, we just ask, God, that you would continue to give them new territories, God. Continue to expand their ministries, God. Continue to use this platform, God, this thing called Facebook, this thing called social media that you gave us a mind to create, God. Continue to use it as only you can, God. We bless your name on today, God. We bless your name on today, God. We just hope that, that you, we pray right now, God, that you would continue to use this platform, God, that from this platform, God, new people will be brought forth, God, that you would birth new people, God, that we would use this time to purpose for God so that they may, so that you, rather, God, may get the glory in all these things. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Look, y'all, hey, I'm going to assume that I'll be back in here tomorrow. We are maintaining social distancing even in studio right now. We're keeping the rules down. I mean, we're keeping to the rules. 10 people in a room in one place. We're keeping the 6 feet distance. We're doing all of those things. So we're praying that we're able to be here tomorrow. I'm sure Dr. Thomas will let me know what she plans on doing with Healthy Soul Talk and everything on tomorrow. So again, we're just grateful to be able to do that. Look here, if you got to drive through this special city, huh? Y'all know the one we call Chi-Town, Chicago. Look here, folks is sneezing and coughing everywhere. You don't know who might have what. But if you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago, my brothers and my sisters, keep your head on the S-W-I-V-E-L, swivel, two T's, one L, one O.